Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second, the second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third, the right fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Bob Hysa. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth, the DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Doyle reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doyle scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive towards the mound. Wise reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Brett reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Hisa hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Brett scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stinson hits a pop-up towards third. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 2 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Steve Dillard pinch runs for Bob Montgomery. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Bob Heisa. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Rico Petrocelli now playing third base. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Nelson steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lynn. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Lynn steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.